Good evening. Tonight, we want to turn more to the positive side, and there's two sections to tonight. And I'd like to begin the first section by reviewing some of the things that we've covered so far, but in the process, highlighting some points that haven't gotten the emphasis that I think they should get, and pin down a couple of particular factors that have been taken rather subtly throughout the course so far, but perhaps have not been highlighted for what they are. Let's go right back and start at the beginning once again. You know that you exist because you can experience a state of consciousness. But outside of that, you really don't know anything in this world for absolutely sure. All you know is that you are here, you experience a state of consciousness, you can recognize in that consciousness a state of well-being as opposed to a state of discomfort. And between the two, you can recognize the difference, and you would like to set up situations in which you experience this well-being rather than discomfort. But with regard to how much the individual knows about life, for absolutely sure, there really isn't much more that he can say is certain in his life. But that doesn't really mean that he's going to stop acting because he doesn't know anything more for sure. You are going to act. You're going to make decisions. Within the next 24 hours, you'll make literally hundreds of decisions, if not thousands of decisions, and you have to have a basis upon which to act. You have to have some basis upon which to make a decision. And so you do have to have knowledge. You recognize that your five physical senses are not perfect. You recognize that you can make mistakes. You can even see things in front of you unlike what they really are, as can be brought out to you at a later time in your life, that you have seen something unclearly with your own two eyes. You can make mistakes. You can make mistakes in hearing, in the communications that come to you through the medium of sound. You can make mistakes in touch and all sorts of things. You know that your five physical senses are not perfect. Beyond that, you know that your sense of logic is not perfect, that you can integrate some of this material that you see around you into your mind and try to draw conclusions from it and make mistakes in drawing those conclusions. And so in the process, you recognize that everything that you have seen and everything you have brought to your own sense of knowledge is subjectively oriented. It is had to be screened through the medium of your five physical senses, and those are not perfect, so you may not know anything for sure. You may have made very gross mistakes in your deductions about the world around you. So in this way, of course, you cannot look at anything and say that you know that it is absolutely correct. You know that you are not looking at things objectively. You are not God staring down on the earth from up above, viewing everything perfectly and knowing everything for absolutely sure. But again, you come back to the question, so what? You're still going to act. You still have to make decisions. And those decisions are going to have to be based upon the knowledge you do have, even though you humbly recognize that it is not perfect knowledge, that you may have made mistakes in acquiring it. And this is very important. So there aren't any absolutes that you can say for absolutely sure. So there isn't anything that you can stand up and authoritatively say, I know this is so and I can enforce it if I had the power because I'm so sure that it is so. This doesn't change anything, because you're still going to make decisions, you're still going to act, and you have to use your own imperfect knowledge as the basis upon which to do so.